Scott Sinson joins us. He's been covering the Raptors for many years. Scott, we just saw this stat that came out where Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam have combined for 204 points, Curry and Klay Thompson 205, so the top two guys are kind of evening each other out. But then it's the supporting cast of Toronto has outscored Golden State supporting cast 246 to 214. Well, the Warriors will get a big boost tonight because no offense to any of their other guys, Kevin Durant, even if he comes off the bench, will be a big boost, Scott. How do you see them? And I know they beat them, you know, they've played them before, right? We saw the LA Clippers beat them twice with Kevin Durant, but it's definitely a big wrinkle to add in game five.
Sure, and I think the big question that the coaching staff for the Raptors won't have an answer to until the game is underway is what kind of a Kevin Durant are they getting? Are they getting a Kevin Durant who is close to fully healed and has been biding his time until he was ready to come back at something close to full strength? Or are they getting a version of Kevin Durant who's kind of there as a decoy to draw some defensive attention away from other guys on the floor and maybe make a couple of shots here and there? It's strange to me that you could have been healthy enough to play or close to healthy enough to play in a game four when you were already down 2-1 and you'd be suddenly better, you know, 72 hours later. Like, it seems, I will be surprised if it seems like he's at close to full strength, but you know, it's entirely possible that that's the way they played this, that they knew he was a trump card that they could roll out there if things got desperate. Now they've left themselves as desperate a situation as you could have, being down 3-1. But just by dint of having him out there on the floor, it forces the Raptors to have to account for him and probably adjust the way they're playing defense.
Scott, what are you saying about Durant? Are you saying that perhaps, you know, he's not ready to come back, but they're getting him back because they're desperate and they hope they have some kind of impact on the game? Or are you saying he just, you know, just miraculously improved over the last couple of days?
I'm saying I think they probably wouldn't be playing him if they knew there was no tomorrow for them. If they were up 3-1 in this series, or even if it was tied 2-2, I just think it seems... The whole story has been weird the way it has unfolded. And just having covered this series, when it first started off, they told us Durant won't be available for game one, but they brought him to Toronto. We'll see about game two. And then game two came and went, and they said, well, maybe when we get back in Oakland, we'll see him for games three and four. And there was a two-day break in there. And then we didn't see him in game three. And then there was speculation that they kept Klay Thompson out of game three because Durant will be back for game four. And then we didn't see him in game four. So the whole thing has been strange, and I just find it hard to imagine that he could be, you know, up and ready and in game shape and be ready to be the Kevin Durant that everybody remembers when he has only just now got back on the basketball court to actually practice against live bodies. Like, they've obviously, at this point in the season, they're not really practicing much. So any work that Kevin Durant has got in has been extremely limited. So, you know, everyone's going to be watching to see how effective he can be and whether it is the Kevin Durant we all recognize. And if it is, that's a big handful for the Raptors. And if it's not, you know, they may realize quite quickly that he's out there as sort of a something to think about and something to account for, but not a guy that they have to worry about going off for 45 points like he was doing at the middle of the Houston series before he got hurt.
Scott, is Nick Nurse getting enough credit for what he has his team doing both on both ends of the court?
I think he is now. I think people around the league are sort of recognizing that he has done a really impressive job in just the way he has handled his roster and been willing to do different things, willing to try different combinations, and you know, not just roll out the same guys over and over. He's basically played different strategies against Orlando, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and now Golden State, both in terms of the things they're doing on the floor and in terms of the lineup combinations he's using. So I think he is now getting to the point where everybody who's paying close attention to this is going, man, this guy's a pretty impressive coach. And they're looking around and going, oh, I guess this is what happens when you win a championship or two championships in the developmental league and you win a championship in Europe. You know, he's sort of proven that he knows how to figure out what to do with a roster, both from a tactical standpoint on the court and from a player management standpoint to make sure people are happy and contributing and all that stuff. So for a guy who's a rookie head coach, you know, I remember when the Marc Gasol trade happened at the trade deadline, that struck me as like, this is going to be the first real test of Nick Nurse's rookie head coach ability to insert a guy like that into the lineup without alienating the players who are already there. And he managed to pull that off. And now we see in these playoffs that aside from managing the people well, he's also doing a pretty impressive job strategically and tactically from game to game.
Is OG Anunoby really healthy?
He is, as far as we know. I mean, obviously, we haven't seen him in a game. I think the issue with him, and it's sort of this is what I'm alluding to with the Durant thing, is that it's really hard to come back after a long layoff and just jump into an NBA Finals and think that you're going to be able to be up to speed with the way the speed of the game is, the intensity of the game, all that stuff. It gets likened to, you know, trying to step on a treadmill when it's already going 10 miles an hour. I think Anunoby is reasonably healthy and is available if needed. That is certainly the impression we have got. But I also don't think Nick Nurse really has any desire to use him unless the existing players run into foul trouble and he needs a body out there just to soak up some minutes. So I think, put it this way, I think if you see OG Anunoby on the court, it's either because it's garbage time and somebody has won this game decisively with a lot of time left in the fourth quarter, or because something has gone horribly wrong and the Raptors have had to throw him out there just because they're out of bodies they were available.
We're talking Raptors-Warriors. That goes at tonight. You can hear the game here on the station, TSN 1260, right after our show at 6 o'clock. Scott Stinson joins us from Post Media. Scott, what's an update on Fred VanVleet? We know he got, I believe it was the people's elbow off the top rope from, was it Livingston, towards the end of the game on Friday?
He seems fine. Basically said, or the media availability yesterday, that he had his repairs done, had some dental work. Had said from Friday night on that he passed concussion tests, and so they sort of dodged that question going into the weekend, that there's been no issue with any sort of head injury. So he'll be available, he'll play, there should be no limitations on him, unless of course he gets another elbow off the top rope at some point, then maybe that would cause a problem.
Now, with Kevin Durant, and obviously we'll have to see how he can attack the bat, but let's just assume he's healthy, all right?
Sure.
Obviously, we know Kawhi Leonard, one of the best defenders in the game. That would be an epic matchup to watch those two go at it. But with Durant on the floor, you know, guys have to pay more attention to him. Who do you think will benefit the most? Which other Warrior now do you think Clay, do you think it's Thompson who gets more looks? Is it going to be Curry? What do you think happens?
I think it's some combination of the two. It just means that those shooters who they have done a pretty good job of trying to make work for their shots are going to have that many more open looks if you have to account for Kevin Durant. I actually think that the biggest impact that Durant would have on this game, if he's healthy, is that he could potentially guard Kawhi Leonard, and that leaves Draymond Green free to be more of a roving free safety type defender, which he is exceptionally good at. And if he can kind of be playoff whoever has the ball and be a bit of a help defender on whoever happens to get it in their hands, then their defense, I think the Warriors' defense, becomes much more effective. But again, the idea of Kevin Durant having had a month-long layoff and a calf injury of uncertain severity and being able to stay in front of Kawhi Leonard for 40 minutes seems unlikely to me. So we'll have to see how that plays out too.
Scott, it seems like as we work our way through these playoffs, especially the final, there's just like a different hero every night, right? VanVleet, Green, Kawhi,
yep.
Lowry, different guys. Is there a guy that hasn't really, you know, and I don't like using this word, but who hasn't had that game or that moment that you could see having for the Raptors in tonight's game that kind of be that guy? It doesn't mean if it goes off for 30, but, you know, just in different ways we've seen different guys step up. Is there someone who's missing that moment in the finals so far?
Yeah, the guy who hasn't done much in these finals is Norm Powell.
Sure.
Relative to the Eastern Conference Finals, where he had a few big games against Milwaukee. He had a few games where he scored some points and took a million shots, and at the end of the night, you're like, wow, he got 18 points on like 30 shots. It's actually not that great. but he's also willing to shoot, and he was confident, and that was something they really needed in that series. So he is a guy, you know, again, you wouldn't expect him to play a ton because one thing Nurse has done is really tightened his rotations. But
yeah.
If there is if there is an opportunity, especially with Durant back in the lineup, to need to, you know, basically have more guys playing so you're not all tired, I could see Powell being a guy to get some run. And he is certainly capable of scoring in bunches in a short period of time, even if it's like a super sub kind of role. So we haven't seen him do much. He would be the guy, if I had to pick somebody as a potential surprise tonight, he would be at the top of my list.
Well, Scott, enjoy the game. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good one to yourself.